I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. The U.S. has cut short Gaza ceasefire talks. Presidential envoy Steve Witkoff says Hamas does not appear to be acting in good faith. Meantime, Haya Panjwani reports in Gaza.
A Palestinian woman was killed near an aid site run by an Israeli-backed American contractor. Palestinians described a chaotic scene at the site run by the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation that was only open for women on Thursday. Fatima Filfil is a displaced Palestinian woman. She says, "When we arrived, they started throwing tear gas and pepper gas, beating us and mocking us, saying, 'You are women in a humanitarian zone and we will give you aid,' and they were filming us. We didn't take anything. This is humiliation." 37-year-old Khadija Al-Kahouji was shot in the head near the aid site and died. Hundreds of people have been killed by Israeli forces while approaching the GHF sites since they opened in May. I'm Haya Panjwani.
And I'm Ben Thomas.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.